Good day. My name is Sky, and I appreciate you spending some study time with me. I'm here to help you make money in online poker by teaching you key strategies and getting you to take action. I'm really looking forward to today's episode because I had a horrible poker session the other day, but I learned from it, and now I am setting myself up for perfect poker sessions with those lessons I learned, and I'm going to share them with you today. So, to help you take notes with the episode, smartpokerstudy.com/pod484. On that show notes page, you can watch the YouTube video that this audio was taken from, as well as get a little bit of help taking your episode notes. Okay, time's a-wasting. Let's roll. Gambate!
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
Now, the other day, I played a horrible poker session, lost a ton of money, felt really disheartened afterwards, and I thought back on it, and four things went wrong during that session. Number one, well, I was tired and cranky at the start of the session. Wasn't in good poker playing spirits. Number two, I didn't do a pre-session warm-up, so my mind wasn't primed for A game play. Number three, I immediately jumped on four tables instead of playing one, seeing how things were going, adding a second, adding a third, adding the final fourth. And number four, I was just using blind aggression with no thinking whatsoever. I was dealt an ace, had the opportunity to 3-bet, I 3-bet bluffed. I flopped top pair, I C-bet, I barreled, I triple barreled without thinking about anything else. It was basically just my hole cards and the board, all I cared about. And it made me realize something, that I didn't set myself up for a perfect session. So that's what I am going to do in this video for you. In order to play more perfect poker sessions, it's a good idea to know what is a perfect session for you. Yours might be a little bit similar to mine. For me, five parts to this. Number one, I am present and I am eager to play and eager to exploit my opponents. Number two, I think beyond my hole cards and the board. I'm thinking about positions, pre-flop actions, player tendencies, bet sizes, stack sizes, all that jazz. I also make reads and devise exploitative plays, and then I pull the trigger when the good opportunity to use that play comes along. I take both losing and winning hands nice and calm, and there's no tilt going on when I'm playing those perfect sessions. And lastly, I end the session up even 1 cent. I am happy with that. So thinking about your own personal perfect poker sessions, I have a question for you. What leads to a perfect session for you? Because those sessions can come along magically every once in a while, but there are probably things that you can do to set yourself up for success. So are you warmed up before those perfect sessions happen? Are you not distracted? Are you well rested? Are you playing 2 tables instead of 6 tables? Are you actively using the HUD so you know that you're thinking about the information available to you? And lastly, are you making logical decisions using all of that information? Not just the HUD, your hole cards, and the board at the time, but the player positions, the stack sizes, what you've seen them show down in the past, every little bit of information. Yeah, probably all of those things being in place lead you to those perfect poker sessions. And it's good to know the things that lead to crappy sessions so you know what to avoid. Maybe drinking while playing. Maybe playing tired, not well rested, obviously. Maybe watching the 6th season of Supernatural while playing. A little distracted television viewing right there. Maybe dwelling on all the stuff that went wrong earlier in the day. And maybe thinking about all the things that you could be doing right now instead of playing poker. Now I want you to set yourself up for perfect poker session success. First, I have a question for you. What are the 3 pre-session actions that lead you to perfect poker? Here are my 3. You can take these for yourself or come up with your own things that lead you to those perfect sessions. Number one is I give myself permission to play poker. And the key thing, ignore everything else. All the bad juju from things that happened earlier in the day. All the things that I need to be doing. All the things that I could be doing instead of this. Ignore it all. Poker is your focus. Number two, I like to do a hand reading exercise with a key hand. And usually those key hands are related to some kind of a poker leak I'm trying to plug. Maybe I'm losing too much when calling turn C bets right now. I'll find a hand where I called the turn C bet, went to showdown, and I'll do the full hand reading exercise with it. That forces me to think about my opponent's range when they are the open raiser preflop I called. Think about what they're c-betting the flop, thinking about what they're c-betting on the turn as well, helping me make those better turn calling c-bet decisions. And number three, I try to minimize distractions. I'll close down Google, so no browsers, no YouTube, nothing like that. And I'll shut that door. That black door behind me gets shut. That black curtain gets shut as well. That way the family knows I don't want any distractions right now. Now, another question. What are the three things to focus on for a perfect session? During your session, in-game focus. For me, number one is I focus on who my opponents are and what their tendencies are, because the more I know about my opponents, the better I'm able to exploit them. Number two, I like to think about their preflop range based on how they entered the pot, you know, the plays they made, the bet sizes they made, and their general player tendencies. And I use my smart HUD for Poker Tracker 4 for that quite often. And number three, I try to make exploitative plays to steal and gain value based on the reads I make, because I'm paying attention to as much information in game as possible. Now, I recommend for you right now, put each of these three, your warm-up ideas and your in-game ideas, on a couple sticky notes for you. And this is what my sticky note looks like on the computer right now. I have it attached right down here. But there's my warm-up sticky note on the left and my play well sticky note there on the right. Now it's time for poker growth by taking action. First, please like the video if you like the video, subscribe for more, and leave a comment down below. But number one, what you're gonna do for perfect poker sessions, create sticky notes with your answers to each of these questions. I recommend three items, but if you want only one or two, or even five, that's up to you. Number two, pre-session, do the three things for perfect session. Set yourself up for success. And number three, in-game, while playing, focus on your three things for those perfect sessions. All right, thank you so much for watching. Good luck to you, and I'll catch you later.